Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer. Maria, we talked on the TV this morning. We're talking here on the radio and on CLTV.
Live, wind up Pappas. Yeah. You just sit back and drink some coffee.
Yeah, that's what I need. Hey, before we get to what you guys are doing, which is great stuff, giving back, what, $136 million
right.
that just sitting in a bank account, in a coffer?
Back, right.
You're trying to give it back to people. But I got to get you to weigh in on this conversation we were having before the news. So just to wind everyone back up, including Treasurer Pappas here, a UK granny is charging $43 a head before the holiday starts to give an elaborate meal to all of her kids and grandkids that come. Because she spends so much money on this stuff that she said, enough is enough. I'm going to start charging a little bit, but any excess money that I have, I'm going to, you know, you guys give it back to people. She's giving it as gifts to people when they walk in the door. She's got ham. She's got turkey. She's got pizza. She's got king prawn. She's got everything. Is that wrong of her to charge money? You're a treasurer. What are you thinking?
Well, so this is just to family members.
Just to family members and a couple friends that come over, too.
Yeah. So I would say that she's misguided.
Okay.
You know, it's just an indication of how bad things have gotten.
Okay.
You know, first of all, if I were to isolate the one thing that is really problematic in the entire world today, and I can speak because I've been in 52 countries, okay?
Yeah.
So I would say it's the anger level.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just angry. So here's a grandmother in the UK who's also angry.
Yeah.
And what she's angry about is that she feels that she hasn't gotten the respect from her entire family during the year. Because if she felt that she had gotten it during the year, and that these kids just weren't showing up at Christmas time for a meal, she'd probably pay for the whole thing. She's got enough money.
So she thinks she's got some pent up anger. And this
is the angry lady in the UK who is pissed off because everybody in the family only shows up once a year. So her attitude is, listen, you want to show up once a year, that's fine with me. You never call on any other holidays. You're not here on weekends. You never come to see me. You don't ask me if I need anything, if I need shopping, if I need my medication take care of. You don't ask me if I know how to work a computer. You don't ask me anything. You just show up. So therefore, you pay your end. And you know what? I might be nice to the people who call me twice a year
right.
and give them a gift on the way out the door if anything's left. But shape up.
Let's see what some of the callers had to say. Greg, what do you think? Do you think that she should be charging money?
Not that much.
You think that's too much?
Exactly. $43. Christmas dinner. I hosted this year for 15 people. It came out to about $200.
Mm-hmm. But did you have king prawns? Did you have pizza? Did you have homemade quiches?
Well, no, but it shouldn't be. Christmas dinner shouldn't be about the food. It should be about getting together with family.
Mm.
I'm sure the family would have been just as happy with a nice ham and a turkey with all the homemade sides. And she could have done it much, much cheaper. You don't need king prawns all that stuff. I agree. If you're going to get that, go out to dinner.
Greg, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Gene. Gene, you're on WGN. What do you think? You think she should charge?
Well, I think the idea was good for her because, as your guest said, she probably is angry. But, you know, when you're at a certain level of age and you're setting up tables, carrying up chairs, buying food, shopping, you're running around, and you think, holy cow, why am I doing all this?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you say you charge $43 for one child, and then you've got a family of people, it's not that much money for them compared to what the grandmother.
This is like that old fairy tale. Remember, there was the chicken, and she wanted to make bread, and nobody would help her make bread, and she went out and she cut up. She planted the grains, and then she harvested the grains, and she ground up the grains, and she made flour, and nobody in the neighborhood would help her. And then after she made the bread and she set it out on the windowsill, everybody in the neighborhood showed up to eat the bread. No different than it was in that fairy tale.
I think that, you know, this tells everybody about the work she did, That's my idea, anyway. You're exhausted after Christmas.
Amen to that. Gene, we appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, she was saying Merry Christmas. I cut her off. Sorry. All right. Treasurer, we're going to talk more after the break about what you're doing. But really quickly, in case someone's running out of their car, where can people go for more information?
Okay, you need to go to Cook countytreasure.com. And if you're not one of the million people who've already come to that site, you need to get on it right away. That's cookcountytreasure.com. And I'm going to tell you why right after the break. So stay tuned.
She's doing the teases,
stay
too.
Stay tuned.
After this on WGN. All right, Maria, so let's walk us through, rewind here, okay, a bit. So $136 million in overpaid taxes. How does that happen?
Okay.
How do you get this much money?
Okay, so just remember, those of you who are listening, you're going to pull up CookCountyTreasure.com on your iPad, your computer, or your phone. And how do you get to this amount of money? Assume that anytime going back 20 years ago on any piece of property that you owned in Cook County,
city and suburban.
City and suburban.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial and residential, you actually had a closing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the closing, there were two different mortgage companies. And the first mortgage company said, we'll hold out the payment, and then you're going to take out a loan. And the second mortgage company says, we're going to hold out a payment. The clerk at the mortgage companies on March 1st, both of them pay.
Okay.
You don't realize it, but this money is sitting on this property. And because it was a closing, it was your money that they used to pay.
And not only just for buying a new place, for refinancing too.
Yeah, this all goes to refinancing everything. It also goes to, you are a first time homeowner and you got a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you got a mortgage with Chase. In March, your wife gets a bill. She sees this bill. The mortgage company also gets it because we send to the mortgage company. She gets this bill. She goes, oh my God. We're first-time homeowners. John, we got to pay this bill.
Right.
We got to pay this bill. You write a check.
Mm-hmm.
You forget that you signed a document saying that your mortgage company was
going to That the escrow was going to take care of it. Yeah.
So now I've got two $7,000 payments sitting on this. Every time we have a collection, people overpay by $18 million. Go to the bank with it.
Right.
So then we have to go hunt them down. We're not hunting you down anymore. Go to CookCountyTreasure.com.
That's what I was going to ask. So why not send letters to that address saying, hey, here's this much money for you. It's a check waiting for you. Why don't you do it? That's what I want to know. And why? Like that's what I'm curious about.
Well, we have stopped sending letters because what we're doing now is when the second payment comes in, we stop somebody from paying.
Okay. So
we
they would say
you wouldn't go through the
payment.
Now we're not only not sending letters. What we're doing is, I know your routing number.
Okay.
I know that your wife came in and paid and shouldn't have. And we have an agreement with Chase where when we realize that your wife double paid, Chase gives us your routing number. We send you a letter telling you that we put the money back into your account.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're dealing with, though, is old stuff.
Okay.
And
how old?
Back 20 years.
20 years, okay.
And the problem with old stuff is you don't know who really owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you send a letter, it comes back because people have moved.
Right. That makes sense, yeah.
So
or they're renting their property, whatever the case may be.
We're in the process of locating people on this $77 million of overpayments going back 20 years. Caveat here, do not caveat. When you get a letter from a third party that says, hey, I know you've got money someplace, let me get it back for you.
Don't do it.
Well, I'll take 50% to sign these papers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know that since 2015, companies have taken $9 million in fees where the property owner could have gotten $20 million.
If they
all
just
of them
did a little leg work.
If they just simply picked up the phone or ran their own address.
Yeah, how hard is it? Because here's the thing is that, so Treasurer Ferrix, State Treasurer Ferrix, has been doing a big pushback for getting Illinois residents to get some stuff back. And I did one. I got like a $70 check. It was no problem. But when it was someone else's estate, you know, that has passed on, it's this complicated matter, I imagine. So what about people that have already passed on? Maybe the kids that have the estate of their parents that overpaid. How does that all work?
It's just, you just document the will and the estate.
So it's not as hard as I made it sound.
No, it's not that hard.
Okay.
It isn't that hard. And it's not hard at all on this site because every property in Cook County is not identified by address necessarily. It's identified by a 14-digit PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you find it. What we've done is we've made this so simple. a third grader could go online and do it. You put in your property address, because people don't walk around saying, this is my 14-digit PIN number. Right. Let me tell you where I live.
Right.
It's not like that. Mm-hmm. So now you just put in your address. Do not, another caveat, don't put in north, south, east, or west, because if you do, the computer will say the property doesn't exist. So no north, south, east, or west. Just address, unit number, city or suburb, and zip code. Up will pop so you know you're in the right place. There's actually a picture of your home.
Oh, wow, that helps.
And your property that shows up. So now you know you're in the right place. So now that you know you're in the right place, you're going to punch another little button there in front of you, and it says view property tax information. So what are you going to find on that screen? You're going to scroll down. The first thing you're going to see is if over the last 20 years someone overpaid on the property.
Okay.
It'll tell you what year and how much. So if it's the previous owner and you're a really nice person, you could call the previous
owner. Yeah, let them know.
If it's you, you punch the little red button and this refund app comes out. You fill it out. Now.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy peasy so far.
No, it's so easy. So you go down a little bit now and there's a grid with four different things on it. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
It's homeowner. Are you a homeowner? If you're a homeowner and you've been in that home for a year, you're entitled to a homeowner's exemption, which is about $500-$600.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, here's where it gets complicated. If you're a senior, you have to apply every year.
In
the past, you've had to apply every year to get this senior exemption. We have $44 million worth of seniors who forgot to apply. So what do? We go out with computers, iPads. We go to churches, synagogues, schools, police stations. We go any place that anyone will have us. We have an extra office at Push. We're in Chinatown. We have an office on the west side. We run addresses. We get the address. And what do we find? We find that this senior, your mother, for 4 years forgot to get her senior exemption.
Is it too late?
It's not too late. You can go back 4 years, and it really tallies. For 4 years, it tallies because she didn't get the homeowners if she didn't get the senior exemption. It's $4,200.
So I bet there's people out there listening and saying, it can't possibly be me. And you'd be saying that there's a good chance that it might be.
Yeah, I'm saying that the statistical odds of you being one of the people who could get some of this $136 million back is pretty high.
Okay. What is the website again?
The website is cookcountytreasure.com. But on cookcountytreasure.com, you're not just going to find out whether or not you are one of these people that didn't get your exemption or didn't get your senior exemption.
Uh-huh.
You're going to find out if you're one of the 60,000 people who forgot to change their mailing address.
Mm.
You can go right now to cookcountytreasure.com and there will be a red flag across your property saying, hey, you've given us the wrong address because your mail is coming back to us. You can also go there. It's still December. Lots of snowbirds, lots of people who want to take a deduction now. Mm-hmm. Instead of next year. So what do we have? We have an amazing site. You go there right now, it will tell you what you're going to owe me on March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people are paying now because they're leaving town. Everybody's leaving town.
Yeah.
They're in Florida, Arizona, California.
Wherever the heck they are.
Yeah, wherever they are. They pay before they leave.
What's the phone number again, by the way?
The phone number is 312-443-5100. An added thing here, if you haven't gotten to 118 North Clark, the very first floor on the right when you walk in, you need to go there. There are 92-foot trees from every country in
the world. Oh,
really? It is the most amazing exhibit.
How long are they up for?
They will be up until the end of January.
So see some trees, get a little money back.
Yeah, come see the trees, get some money back. It's free. You can bring your kids in. There's an explanation of each of these trees and who put them up and each of the trees.
Do you lead the tree tour yourself there? That'd be good.
I don't lead the tree tour, but I have a Christmas party in which I play the piano. And
and you don't charge anyone to come to that.
No, it's free.
Now, and the last question I'll ask is if someone gets some money back, will you personally deliver it wearing the Mr. Monopoly top hat and have a bag of money and bring it to their door?
I'll any way you want it, I'll get it to you.
Let's get the website one more time.
The website is cook, CookCountyTreasure.com. CookCountyTreasure.com.
It's really easy, easy to
iPad,
navigate. Yeah.
Computer.
Whatever
and
you can do.
You can do it for any friend, any family member, anyone you know. So the best thing you could do is invite everyone over to dinner, New Year's Eve, and while they're sitting there, run their addresses and get them some money.
Treasure of Pappas, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks.